Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to our Xfinity studio here at the NovaCare Complex. It's Eagles Live. I'm Dave Spadaro. Got a great show for you on this Wednesday. We're going to wrap it all up at the end. I'm going to go from the back to the front here. DeMeco Ryans, LeSean McCoy holding their press conferences, and we'll have that for you live. A little cover two segment with Sal Palantonio, ESPN, former Eagles linebacker Gary Cobb. Some trips down memory lane, your favorite Eagles-Cowboys moment, and then a little prediction time for this week's game. The Eagles 3-3 against the 3-3 Cowboys. Kelly, Chip Kelly, the head coach, of course, one-on-one in just a few moments. He met the media this morning. We'll get the latest from him in just a moment. But it certainly is a wonderful time for the Eagles. It's time to get excited about a big, big game on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. The kickoff at 1 o'clock, of course. And to get the day started, what better way than to bring in Bo Wolf for today's headlines?
Thanks, Dave. It's headline time, and Nick Foles today was named the NFC Offensive Player of the Week after throwing three touchdowns and running for another one against the Buccaneers last Sunday, and it is looking more and more likely like Foles will have a chance to back up that performance on Sunday. Michael Vick, still a limited participant with the hamstring injury. He is not yet at 100%, and until he is 100%, Nick Foles will be the guy for the Eagles. Elsewhere on the injury front, Jason Peters, a limited participant yesterday, likely to be limited today, Chip Kelly said. Later on, you can watch LeSean McCoy and DeMeco Ryans' press conferences right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And, of course, it all leads up to the big game on Sunday. First place in the NFC East on the line, the Eagles and Cowboys at 1 o'clock at Lincoln Financial Field.
Thank you very much, Bo, and congratulations to Nick Foles. What a job he did against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and of course the week before, LeSean McCoy and company, everybody just really picking it up for the Philadelphia Eagles. This has been a nice turnaround from a 1-3 start to the season. Eagles now looking to create a little bit of separation with home games against the Cowboys and against the Giants. It's been quite a ride here in Chip Kelly's first season. We meet with the head coach in his weekly one-on-one presented by Gatorade on the other side. And then later, we'll take a look back at some of the sounds of September. The Eagles going through the ups and downs in that first month of the year. Merrill Reese joins us in studio. Much to get to. And please do us a favor and follow us on at Eagles Shows on Twitter so you can stay up to date with all that we are doing, including every press conference live from the NovaCare Complex and Eagles Live Monday through Thursday at noon. Let's take a break. When we return, it's Chip Kelly one-on-one.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans.
Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
It's the end of an era.
All the parties. The stories.
I'm going to miss your smell.
You were my first.
What? I knew it.
It's true.
Oh, man, I'm sorry I broke your leg.
I wrote a song. Sorry. Here we go.
Keep the good times going with the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Here we go.
Whoa. Check out this new couch.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified, authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
That's you, Jones.
That's me. Mm-hmm.
Your home for the most live sports. Xfinity.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
We welcome you to our weekly one-on-one with head coach Chip Kelly in studio, presented by Gatorade. Coach, hope you're having a great day. And Dallas Week, welcome to your first Dallas Week. What's it been like for you, kind of catching up with your first year in the NFL, the learning curve? Has there been one thing that you would say has kind of been the most surprising or challenging?
No. I mean, you get into a rhythm as a coach. You get a game week and, you know, kind of how it lays itself out in college. It was, you know, immediately in after a game on Saturday, you're in on Sunday. You know, and then you play the following Saturday here, you play a game on Sunday, and you're back in on Monday. So from a coaching standpoint, rhythm standpoint, schedule standpoint, it's not much different.
You trailed Tampa Bay at halftime. Wondering, as we kind of get to know you, what do you like in the locker room? How do you treat those 10 to 12 minutes that you have with players?
We don't have much time. You know, we make necessary adjustments. Offense and defensive coaches and special teams coaches meet for about, you know, 5 to 6 minutes, and then go talk to your players for the next 2 to 3 minutes, and get everybody rallied up, touch our toes, and go back out in the field.
Yeah, there's not much time to make much adjustment or to do anything. You know, you talked early in the summer, once the quarterback kind of the depth chart was established, that you felt like you had two quarterbacks who you could win with, and you've gone out there and you've won with Michael, you've won with Nick, and I know that Michael's been injured, and I know that's not the ideal situation, but given everything that's happened, has it kind of worked out the way you'd hoped it would, in the sense of the way both players have handled the situation?
No, I don't hope for anything. I mean, you just deal with it how it comes, and you hope you have the requisite amount of depth, no matter what position you're playing, to be able to handle injuries, because you understand that injuries are going to happen in this league. And when you only have a 46-man roster on game day, then, you know, to make it through an entire season and not to expect anybody to miss a game or miss playing time, is it's just not going to happen. That's not the nature of this game. It's a physical game. There's a lot of big bodies running around out there, and you're going to have some injuries, and you have to be able to sustain them. So, you know, the team we're playing has got injuries. DeMarcus Ware's down. DeMarco Murray's out. You know, it's the same thing. Tampa Bay had a switching quarterback. So it's not uncommon in this league. You just have to prepare for it. And, you know, we felt going in we had two good quarterbacks. Actually, we feel we have three good quarterbacks. So, you know, you hope you don't have to play all three. You hope you didn't have to play two. But if you do, you make sure, and I think the credit goes to Nick, that he was prepared when his opportunity came.
It seems like all three of those guys have great camaraderie. They believe in each other. They trust each other. They listen to each other. They respect each other.
They do. They're great teammates, you know, and I think our team is like that. You know, I think they're built on, they understand that the mission, so to speak, is to win the football game on Sunday, and it's going to take a lot of people to contribute to that. No one's more important than the other, but everybody's extremely important, and I think they all understand that, and they're all pulling for each other, and ultimately, at the end of the day, we all get judged on whether we win or lose.
Chip, we only see what happens on Sundays, on game days, the fans, but you put a lot of work into it during the week. You put a lot of preparation into your game plan. Do you put together a script for the first 15 plays or so?
No, we just script situations, so, you know, what's going to happen on first down, and you know, do you get the third and short? Do you get the third and medium? How quickly do you get into the red zone, or how quickly are you backed up? So, you know, you can't script where you're going to get the ball. You know, your defense may create a turnover on the first play, and your first call may be on the 5-yard line going in. You know, and you may have thought, hey, our first play of the game, we're going to go deep. Well, there's only 5 yards to go. You know, so I think we work very meticulously each week on the individual situations that occur during the game, and then we let the game unfold.
You've been able to really utilize DeSean Jackson, his talents. He's had a great first 6 games. He moves everywhere around the formation. Is that an unusual trait in a wide receiver, or do you look at every wide receiver and try to move that receiver around?
No, I think he's got a unique skill set, and you don't want to always just leave him in one spot where everybody knows where he is. But, you know, I think the credit goes to DeSean is his ability to grasp. He's a really, really smart receiver, and he can play multiple positions for us. And be effective in multiple positions for us. So, you know, some guys are just inside guys, some guys are just outside guys. I think he's a combination of the two, and, you know, it's fun as a coach when you have a player like him that you can move around.
Is it because he's got the intelligence as well as the ability to get down the field on the outside. And
yeah, he's got plays. You know, he's got it all. Obviously, you want your outside receivers to have speed and be able to stretch the defense, but you also the picture that you see as an outside receiver, you just see the corner all the time with maybe safety help over the top. When you get inside, you know, the picture's a lot different. You know, you got nickels covering you, you got linebackers in there, you got defensive linemen dropping out when they're zone blitz, and the traffic pattern's a little bit different as an inside receiver than it is as an outside receiver. But it takes a guy that's got, you know, a high football intelligence to be able to play both positions, and also a certain amount of skill set. You know, it's a combination of all those things when it comes to Deshaun.
On the defensive side of the ball, I look at your cornerbacks and Bradley and Carey and Brandon, all of them, they're really scrappy. They don't back down. They're physical. I mean, is that kind of the things you're seeing from that group?
Yeah. You know, I think as a whole, those guys each week have shown improvement. You know, Fletch played really well against the Giants, then came up with a huge pick against Tampa Bay. You know, he's maybe getting a little bit more balls thrown his way, but he's really responded very well. Brandon Boykin's done a great job in the slot. And Kerry's done a really good job on his side. So I think, you know, we're starting to get to where, you know, we got three core guys back there. They get in a feel for each other. We're getting a feel for them. So, you know, it's obviously a work in progress over there, but we're getting better on a weekly basis.
It's Sunday in Tampa. The Eagles in the fourth quarter take a lead. Tampa Bay gets the ball back. Eagles defense needs to come up with a stop, and Connor Barwin has the big sack on third down. Great three and out series from the defense. How important, from a confidence standpoint, was it in the fourth quarter to get a big stop like that for that group?
That was huge, but I think the tone was set on the first play. You know, they came out in heavy personnel, and we're going to try to run the ball and get the ball moving a little bit. And we got a great push from Sed Thornton at the point of attack, and then Fletcher Cox twisted around, and Earl Wolf came off the backside and made a huge play, you know, to put him in a negative situation on first down. So that when we got to third down, it was third and long, and we got an opportunity, got a line twist, and got great coverage on the back end. You know, sacks are usually a byproduct of both things. Guys are covered, so the quarterback doesn't have anywhere to throw the ball. And then we got a great push up front, and Connor did a great job. And, you know, to go out there, and I think that's why we talked about it really being a team win. When you go out there and we score like we did to go up 28-20, and then our defense goes on the field and forces a three and out, you know, it really was both sides of the ball contributing to that victory.
Chip, six games in, do you feel like you have a complete understanding of what your players are capable of doing, or is it something that kind of keeps evolving?
It'll always keep evolving. You'll never, you know, I don't think you ever completely understand, because I think everybody continues to grow. So, you know, where they were in week one and where they were in week seven will be different, because some guys grow differently. Other guys, you start to see them, you know, a little bit faster than the next guy, and you know, that's part of what it is. Everything's a daily evaluation for us.
Nick Foles, another big game for him. Kind of talk about maybe where you think he's grown the most since you've had a chance to work with him, in terms of just his skills, mental approach, everything.
Yeah, Nick's been trained and treated himself like a starter since he's been here, and you know, was always the proverbial chin strap away from being a starter. And I think that's a credit to Nick in terms of his preparation and what he's done. You know, he's smart, he's intelligent, he sees the field really well, he makes really good decisions with the football. What Nick did in the Giants game and what Nick did in the Tampa Bay game wasn't a surprise to any of us that have been around him.
Offensively, Dallas really has been very potent early. What elements do you see from the Cowboys that make them so explosive?
A lot of weapons. You know, got an outstanding quarterback in Romo, and then, you know, when you throw the fact that he's got one of the best tight ends in the league and Witten to throw the ball to, and then you got Dez Bryant, and Williams is playing really well. Miles Austin's is hurt a little bit, but I think they've got a couple weapons to go along with Dez. Dez may be the best receiver we'll face so far. Obviously, Witten's an outstanding tight end. So he's got a couple different guys. You just can't say, hey, we got to take one guy out, we'll double him, and then we'll be good everywhere else. Is that, you know, you got to move him around. And they give you a lot of different looks. They're going to be in a lot of empty. They're going to let Romo call a lot of things at the line of scrimmage. And he does such a great job of not only getting the ball to his playmakers, but then keeping plays alive with his feet, you know, and he can extend the play. And that's usually when big plays occur. So, you know, we got to be disciplined in our rush lanes and create pressure on him. But we also have to be really aware of his receiving core, and I think they're outstanding.
It's not just offense and defense for Dallas. They're special teams, big, big plays all season. What's the key to limiting that explosiveness?
Yeah, got an outstanding returner, had a punt return for a touchdown against the Redskins, also had a 90-yard kickoff return in the same game. He's a vertical guy. He gets up the field extremely quick. I think a lot of it has to do with their personnel. They're very athletic and fast on the defensive side of the ball, so that usually translates to being fast and athletic in special teams. And they spend a lot of time on it, and they've got a real good special teams coach. And so, you know, we think that's going to be a huge matchup for us this week.
Chip, we thank you for coming in. Good luck on Sunday. Chip Kelly in studio, presented by Gatorade, one-on-one here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
And action.
That's a wrap.
What are you doing?
What? These Dunkin' wraps are delicious.
Can I get a wrap too?
Try Dunkin's new Angus steak and cheese wrap with barbecue sauce and cheddar cheese. Now that's a wrap. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Ready for a little fun? You could scratch your way to instant winning. Play the Pennsylvania Lottery's new instant game, Jack-O-Lantern Jackpot, with 10 top prizes of $50,000. It's kind of fun when it all comes together. Keep on scratching.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
Each one of us is our own boss. And no matter where you are in life, ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
I got you white chocolate pumpkin.
Oh, please don't call me pumpkin.
No, it's white chocolate and pumpkin.
Oh.
Pumpkin.
Ha-ha.
Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for delicious pumpkin coffees and lattes today. America runs on Dunkin'.
All right, Dave Spadaro with you here. Busy, busy week for the Eagles. We've got a great show for you today. Now, it's the Cowboys and the Eagles. The Dallas Cowboys come to town, of course, as we look ahead just a little bit at the Eagles' upcoming schedule. Presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster for the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets. Visit NFL.com/ticket exchange. Great schedule there. If you look on the second page, because that's what I'd like to do, I like to look ahead every now and then. How about the Green Bay Packers and the injuries that they are having? Clay Matthews, a question mark for that game. Wide receiver Randall Cobb will not play against the Eagles on November 10th. All of a sudden, what you looked at is a very tough game, will still be a very tough game, but not quite as tough without perhaps a couple of very key Green Bay Packers. But that's then. We'll take a look at that down the line. It's all about the Dallas Cowboys now. It's actually, for a moment here, a look back at the sounds of September. Comes from our show, Inside the Season, part of our Eagles television network lineup. And let's go back. It started back in FedEx Field, the Eagles and the Redskins, the start of the Chip Kelly era. The first month, some ups, some downs, certainly everything new and everything very emotional.
Hey! 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 That's it! Hey, baby! Hey, it's summer thing, baby! It's Monday night! Give me everything you got!
Everything!
Monday night, everything you got! Leave it out here, baby! Play fast, play hard! Let's beat these boys tonight in their house! 1-0, baby!
Hey, four quarters, let's go!
1-0 today! Here we go! Eagles on three! 1, 2, 3!
Eagles! This is what we do, baby! Hey! Four quarters of football.
bring it from here. Hey, everybody study. Everybody prepare.
Huh?
We know what to do.
Huh?
It's easy.
Huh?
Play football and enjoy the game, fellas. Yeah. I'm going to have fun with y'all. Yeah. I'm bringing everything I got.
Everything.
Here, from the heart. Let's go.
Work. Let's go.
Hard work on three. One, two, three.
Hard work.
Hey, let's go, man. Hey, focus. Play confident. Communicate. Play for the person next to you, man. Hey, the person next to you.
Hey,
let them plays come to you. Don't force it. Ball out on three.
Go.
One, two, three.
Ball out. You start up front. This is where the game going to be one and out.
All that hard work right here.
Let's go.
Yes, exactly.
D-line pride on three. One, two, three.
D-line pride.
You can't be wrong tonight. You know that.
I got you, man.
Hey, whatever you got, I'm with you.
I'm trying to keep the nerves calm. Conserve my energy because it's going to be a doozy. We're about to have fun today. Guarantee it.
I ain't worried about nothing.
7, 25, and 10.
Woo!
Hey, that's the combination of the safe, baby.
Thick, looking, firing. It is caught. An end zone touchdown goes Brent Celek.
There it is.
Baby. What's up, Mike?
That's the way, Mike.
Wait a minute.
Give me something. Give me something.
He lets it fly, and it is it intercepted? I think he has it.
That's the ESPN top 10.
No question. Huh? That's
big, brother.
It might be.
That's where it starts the second half.
Top 10, man.
Start that campaign.
Okay, Sadie.
Oh, yeah. Go, Cliff. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's go. Let's go. We're going to make it quick in their house.
All right, that's some of the inside from the first win in the Chip Kelly era. You can catch more of that inside the season presented by Verizon Wireless. Friday at 1:05 a.m., Saturday at 7:30 p.m. on 6 ABC. All righty. Let's take some phone calls. 215-339-6709. The number, predictions, conversation, a little quarterback chit-chat. Sure. Let's start in Michigan and talk to Beast. Hi, Beast.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
The Beast. How you doing, buddy? I'm good.
Hey, let's beat these Cowboys this week.
Beat Dallas. Beat Dallas. Beat them soundly. Just win
sure.
The game. Yeah, just win the game.
I love that clip that you guys just played. I love the excitement that the team has. I love the excitement that Chip has. But I knew that if Foles played well last week, I knew everyone was going to be a controversy. I knew it. I called it.
It's. But you know what, though? And we take a look at practice here. There is no controversy. There is – it may be out there. There's a lot of conversation. I know the talk show people love it. Michael Vick isn't healthy. So where's the controversy?
Well, I just like the fact that we have two quarterbacks that can start in the NFL.
Yes, exactly.
Buffalo is still looking for a quarterback, and that's great. That's just great to have. But I want to get a prediction.
Yes,
I want to say 52 to 28 Eagles.
This is a blowout. Thank you, Beast.
I think the secondary for the Cowboys is really, really, really horrible. Like one of the worst. It's almost worse than the Redskins. And I think that we have weapons.
Yeah.
and I love how Foles spreads the ball out. I finally think the tight ends are going to get the ball this week. So I would expect Brent and Zach to really do a really good job. I expect Zach Ertz to have his first touchdown. So.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how the Eagles match up. Thanks very much for the phone call, Beast. You are the man. Interesting to see how, as we take a look at practice here on this kind of chilly day in South Philadelphia, how the Eagles look to push the football up the field against a Cowboys defense that is not going to have DeMarcus Ware, at least that's every bit of indication of it. And when you miss that big-time pass rusher, really is very challenging. So does Nick Foles sit back in the pocket if he's the quarterback? Does Michael Vick have an opportunity to run out of the pocket if, in fact, he is the quarterback? Later on after the show here, right about 1 o'clock, just a touch before perhaps, LeSean McCoy and D'Amico Ryans with their weekly press conferences, live, of course, here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, on the Eagles official app. And follow us on Twitter at Eagles Shows. give you the latest Showtimes news, and much, much more. 215-339-6709 is the telephone number. Dave Spadaro here. We're keeping our focus on Nick Foles. We've got a lot to get to. Sal Palantonio, Gary Cobb in cover two. Merrill Reese drops by the studio as well. And then Chip Kelly had a press conference earlier today. Patrick Chung is limited. Jason Peters, limited. Michael Vick, limited. At least that's the expectation with this football team in practice in the days to come. South Carolina giving us a call. Jess, welcome to the show.
What's going on, buddy?
How are you?
Doing good, man. How about you?
Good, good, good. What do you got going on?
Oh, man, just wondering if the city really, like, I don't know, when it comes to Michael Vick, is he not the better chance for the team to win?
I don't know. You tell me what you believe, Jess.
I like Nick Foles. Don't get me wrong. He's got a bright future ahead of him. But in my opinion, I think Michael Vick's better fit for the system. When he's healthy, he should be the man.
Tell me why you think he's a better fit for the system.
He's able to – I mean, I know Foles, he can get rid of the ball quick. He reads the field pretty good. He can break it down to different receivers. Mike Vick can extend the play, get the safeties backed up, get the field opened up, and he can break those big 20-some yard runs.
So you think the difference is the running? In your opinion, Jess, they're both able to make plays in the passing game. The running game is the difference for Michael Vick.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. But I like Michael Vick's deep ball a lot better. I think I don't know. Nick Foles did really good this week.
Yeah, man, Nick Foles is your NFC Offensive Player of the Week. It's hard for me to say that the system favors one quarterback or the other, because both of them have had a lot of success this year scoring points, moving the football. The Eagles fifth in the NFL in points scored. But, Jess, it's a conversation. You're entitled to your opinion. I respect it. Give me a prediction for Sunday.
I say 31-24 Eagles.
All right. All right, Jess, thanks for checking in.
Thanks, man.
You got it. It is interesting how people are taking one side or the other. I don't care who the quarterback is. I just want to see great success. I want to see victories. I want to see points. My feeling is that the Eagles are going to have to score some big-time points this weekend. I think Dallas's offense is just so good against an Eagles defense that is getting better. But I just think that Dallas is just really hard to stop. Although I'd like to see what the Washington Redskins did on Sunday night against Dallas, because they played pretty well. Avery in San Antonio on the phone. Hey, Avery.
Hey, what's going on, man?
How are you? Welcome.
Good, good, good. Cowgirl sucks. But look, man, people need to put this to rest, man. This is not a controversy. Chip Kelly made it clear and obvious when he said what he said and what decision he made with his starter, who his starter was. He wasn't going to have to look over his shoulder. And he said it, I guess he said it subliminally, when he said that if Foles go 100 for 100, then he'll be our starter. But people, they're trying to compare apples to oranges. You can't coach 6'6". This guy's 6'6". He can see over the line. He can see the field better than Vic can see it. People can't compare that. You know, Vic does good. In his first two games, he did good. Foles did good in his first game. So you just, you know, go roll with it. You know what I'm saying? Just don't make it a battle to where you're comparing two good quarterbacks. I guess that's something that people are not used to seeing in the league, with Chip Kelly being a new coach and the new stuff that he has, the new offense that he has. They don't think that this can thrive, like having two good quarterbacks on a team at once. So we're probably seeing some history being done on more than one occasion, given the fact that the Eagles are still averaging, you know, well over 400 yards a game with the first six games. That's the first in a long time since, like, in the 1950s, something like that, with the Rams, that this has been going on. So we got to, you know, as fans, we got to take some things into consideration what we're looking at when we're talking about our QB situation. Just look at the fact that both of the guys are good. Yeah. They're winning games, no matter who's in there.
I got it, Avery. Give me a prediction for Sunday.
You ready for another one?
Yes, sir.
Okay. 42-24.
Thank you much, Avery from San Antonio checking in. And it's, you know, the quarterback calls we get are pretty consistent. And I know that that's the rage of all the headlines and the talk shows and everything. But I just see three quarterbacks right there who are very much in tune with the situation. They are all working well together. There ain't no controversy at the NovaCare Complex. We'll see who plays this weekend against Dallas. When we return, it's time for Cover 2. Sal Palantonio from ESPN, Gary Cobb, former Eagles linebacker, gcobb.com, talking about Eagles, Cowboys, the memories, and the prediction for Sunday. We're coming right back on Eagles Live.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
It's the end of an era.
All the parties, the stories.
I'm gonna miss your smell.
You were my first.
What?
I knew it.
It's true.
Oh man, I'm sorry I broke your leg.
I wrote a song. Sorry. Here we go.
Keep the good times going with the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Here we go.
Whoa. Check out this new couch.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified, authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. Memories guaranteed, with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Complete over the middle. Tripped up at the 40. Nice pass and a big first down for the Spartans. Nice job. Rush by
That dude is huge.
That's you, Jones.
That's me.
Your home for the most live sports. Xfinity.
These days you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Imagine a pill with a camera inside that takes pictures of your digestive tract painlessly. At Jefferson, we're among the first in the area to use it, and we're working on the next generation now. But that's really just a snapshot of all the innovative things our team is doing, which may be why Jefferson has earned a national reputation in digestive disorders, not to mention the trust of more patients than just about any hospital in the tri-state area.
Discover the Jefferson difference. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to our Cover 2 segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We have a star-studded panel for you this week to preview Sunday's matchup between the Eagles and the Cowboys. We welcome in Sal Palantonio from ESPN and former Eagles linebacker Gary Cobb from GCobb.com and 94 WIP. First and foremost, everyone wants to know about the quarterback situation. What should the Eagles do this Sunday? Sal Pal, you get to start us off.
I think you got to stick with Nick. I think that's the bottom line. He performed well in the red zone. He performed well on third down. He performed well in the fourth quarter, all areas where Michael Vick struggled. I think it's really important for this football team to just go with a hot hand right now. And in the critical areas, the critical juncture, Nick Foles has performed well, and I think you got to stick with him, especially because we heard from Michael Vick, and Michael Vick said he needs another week to rehab before he is fully confident and can do the things that he wants to do on a football field. When he says that, I don't know if that was a little rope-a-dope, whether he was trying to send a false message to the Cowboys or not, but he seemed pretty sincere when he said it. So I think they've got to stick with Nick.
Gary, agree or disagree?
Well, I don't think they have a choice. You know, I think what Sal just said, that basically Michael Vick, surprisingly to me, they came out and basically said, look, I'm not going to go for another week at least. And so they're going to, you know, go with Nick Foles. I don't think that really he didn't leave any doubt about it. He was very clear about it. So I think that Nick is going to be the guy. And the guy's been playing great. And you can't say enough about the way he's played. Now, the other thing I will say, coaching has been great. The last game, Chip Kelly was on the money with every call. He made really Tampa Bay look horrible. That first screen, you had Harriman's and Kelce running 20 yards before they could hit anybody. I mean, that is tremendous coaching, right on the money. And then the draw, they're still wondering what happened with that draw that they called with Nick Foles. So Chip Kelly had a great game plan. Even pulled something out that I saw when Andy Reid was here, DeSean Jackson going across the field deep behind the other safety, inducing that safety to the other side with the tight end and running DeSean in behind him.
Mm-hmm. Well, so we got Pat Shermer here for, so
that's right.
The West Coast principles.
It was a great move.
This Sunday, Eagles Cowboys for first place. Gary, do the Eagles win and secure first place?
I think so. I think they're getting some help too, because you got, Murray's not going to play. It looks like Ware, two of their best players. If they don't play, I think that really puts the Eagles in great position. But I think that Chip Kelly is really coming into his own. I'm telling you, he's making me a believer. 400 yards every week, and now with the job they did in the red zone. Looks like he's mastered that, too. And if he has a game like he had, he's calling the game like he did the other day. They're going to wear out the Cowboys.
Sal Pell, any way you see the Eagles losing this game on Sunday?
Yes, Nick Foles turns the ball over. Now, he hasn't done that. If you look around the National Football League, Chris, right now what's happening in the league is these young players, young quarterbacks, are turning the ball over and killing their defenses and killing their coaching staffs. You see it with Geno Smith, you see it with RG3. You see it with Tony Romo. He's not a young player anymore, he's a veteran, obviously. But you saw that in the Denver Broncos game. If Nick Foles holds on to the ball, and it goes back to what Chip Kelly said in April, he's looking for repetitive accuracy, those are his words. He's looking for the quarterback not to turn the football over. And right now he's getting that from Nick Foles. And I agree with Gary that, you look at what this offense has been able to do and how they've been able to recover. They got a roundhouse punch in Denver, and they got up. The old saying is, it's not how many times you get knocked down, it's how many times you get up. And they didn't flinch. And I remember we were in the bowels of that Sports Authority field, and the first question of the press conference I asked to Chip Kelly, what did you say to your team in the locker room right after the game? And he looked right at me and he said, we got to stick together. And they did. And I was just talking to DeSean Jackson after practice, and he said, we have a lot of camaraderie on this team. A lot of guys could have folded. A lot of guys didn't like the changes that were going on, but they went with it. And he also said, something interesting to play off what Gary just said was this, is that teams went after them in one-on-one matchups against LeSean McCoy, and the offensive coaching staff, Shermer and Chip Kelly, had to adjust. And they adjusted, I thought, to the zone that they played last week with Tampa. And yep. Dallas will play a lot of zone. Dallas won't blitz as much as Tampa did last week because Monty Kiffin's not a blitzing guy. He'll bring a cat off the corner like he did when he was in Tampa occasionally, but they won't blitz as much as Tampa did. So I think Chip Kelly's done a great job, not only play calling, but in his resiliency on this football team. I think he has earned a lot of respect, not only in his locker room, but people in observing the NFL game.
Sal Pell, you've covered Eagles Cowboys for a number of years. What are some of your favorite memories from the rivalry?
Well, my most distinct memories are the ones that are indelible to me are two things. One was Barry Switzer trying to go for it on fourth and one, and that the defense of the Eagles just stopping him. Byron Evans just stuffing the A-gap. I think it was one, two, or three times. That was the day that Michael Irvin got hurt. That was also a very memorable scene at Veterans Stadium. The other one, I'll always remember the sound of Troy Vincent saying to James Willis after the interception down in Dallas, J-Dub, I'm right behind you. Toss it back to me after Willis had that interception. Remember that, Gary?
Yeah, I do remember.
And he's saying, J-Dub, yeah. And he wanted him to toss it back to him, to lateral it to him, and go for the touchdown, which he eventually did.
Garrett, you've been on both sides of the rivalry. You played in this. Mm-hmm. Share some of your favorite memories from it.
Well, there's so many. I mean, I think back to coming back here, and I was with the Cowboys, and I remember the snowballs and being thrown at Jimmy Johnson coming back here. I remember that and playing a game which went down into the overtime where we ended up losing when I was with the Cowboys, losing to the Eagles with Randall leading a last-minute touchdown drive. When I was with the Eagles, I remember beating the Cowboys and getting after Tony Dorsett to the point to where I remember him turning him back into let's see, who was Wes Hopkins. Now, he wanted nothing to do with Wes Hopkins. He was looking for him all day. Well, he was trying to get outside, and I knew that Tony, he likes to get outside and then get out of bounds so he doesn't take any hits. Well, I made him turn back, and Wes was waiting on him, boy, and he drilled him. And really, Tony didn't want any more of that game. So I remember that, and it's just a great, you know, there's just so much passion in the game, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Love it. Can't wait for this Sunday. Garrett Cobb, Sal Palantonio. I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you very much for joining us in our Cover 2 segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
And action.
That's a wrap.
What are you doing?
What? These Dunkin' wraps are delicious.
Can I get a wrap too?
Try Dunkin's new Angus Steak and Cheese Wrap with barbecue sauce and cheddar cheese. Now that's a wrap. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Let's go.
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
Here we are, me and you, on the road. And we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
I got you white chocolate pumpkin.
Oh, please don't call me pumpkin.
No, it's white chocolate and pumpkin.
Oh.
Pumpkin.
Ha-ha.
Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for delicious pumpkin coffees and lattes today. America runs on Dunkin'.
Make sure to have the Eagles with you wherever you go by downloading our official Eagles app, which provides news, notes, features, and all of our live shows. We welcome you inside the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese, who I know is as fired up as you are, as I am. It's Dallas Cowboys week. And even though it's just one of 16, Merrill, it means a little something.
You know, extra. You talk to the players, Dave, and they will tell you that NFC East is NFC East. It's a big game and an extra push when you're playing the Giants, when you're playing the Redskins. But I am here to tell you that for me, and I think for probably all of you,
right,
The Dallas game is a notch above all of them because there's so much history.
These young players are young. They're not familiar with what the history of the series is and the way the fans feel about the Cowboys. Why do you think the Eagles fans feel this way about the Cowboys?
Because it's been passed down to them from generation
but
to
why?
Generation.
But why? Why did it start?
It started when a linebacker by the name of Leroy Jordan kicked out Timmy Brown's teeth.
Is that right?
Yes. That's the first that I heard where everybody was incensed. Of course, I was a kid and I heard about it on the radio. But Leroy Jordan kicked out Timmy Brown's teeth, and the war was on. And it intensified. And then everybody hated the Dallas Cowboys because NFL films termed them America's team. Well, Philadelphia fans who love their Eagles are not about to let anybody be called America's team. What are they, chopped liver?
Right. Well, beyond that, it is a big-time football game. Something very much is on the line here. First place in the NFC East as we take a look at the standings here in Maryland. It is midway through the season, but it's not early in the season any longer. And this game absolutely has some significance. How do you see the matchup as we speak today?
I think it's a matchup of two very high-powered offenses and two defenses that have been parched from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be interesting to see what Billy Davis has in store to stop the likes of Tony Romo, who is not on my list, Dave, of elite quarterbacks. I think he's a good quarterback. I think he's had some great games. The thing about Tony Romo is the fact that he extends plays.
Yeah.
He can take the broken play and turn it into a touchdown. So he can do that, and he has some great weapons. Everybody knows about Dez Bryant. Everybody knows about Miles Austin. Everybody knows about Jason Witten. But there's another receiver who comes into the picture, and he wears number 83, Terrence Williams.
Terrence Williams, terrific player. Cole Beasley in the slot has been productive for them of late. We take a look at some of the numbers here, some of the targets for Tony Romo, and it is a massive challenge, Merrill, for Bill Davis and the defense, and he's talked about the progress, and we've seen the Eagles make progress. It's going to be tough against Dallas on Sunday.
Well, and if you're in Dallas and you're analyzing this game coming up for them, you're saying it's going to be tough for the Dallas defense, particularly if DeMarcus Ware doesn't play, and there's no Anthony Spencer at defensive end, and there's no Jay Ratcliffe at the defensive tackle spot. They're missing a lot of pieces, too, and you look at this Chip Kelly offense that is in the process of setting records.
Yeah, Merle. Now, we don't know who the quarterback will be. Let's talk first about Nick Foles. He is top of mind after his performance against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And you have been on the Nick Foles train since the very beginning. I will give you credit for this. I'm not saying you're going to make up for the Bobby Hoying, but you are. but Nick.
I kind of like Kevin Cobb a little too.
Well, we all did. But Nick has been terrific. Look at that completion percentage is terrific. The quarterback rating is outstanding. 6 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Nick Foles, a much improved quarterback in year 2.
Well, and for those people who say, well, Nick Foles was a third-round draft choice, how good could he be? I remind you that that Tony Romo wasn't even drafted.
Yeah.
He was an undrafted free agent, so you can't look at that. I think Nick Foles is extremely talented. He's got a good arm. I've heard people say he doesn't have enough arm strength. He does. I mean, look at that pass right there to Riley Cooper. A flick of the wrist, and it actually traveled 50 yards in the air. So he has plenty of arm strength. He's very bright. He reads defense as well. He gets rid of the ball quickly. I think he's a fine quarterback. This is not to say anything negative about Michael Vick, who can be a weapon.
Sure.
But I'm talking about the fact that Chip Kelly said at the beginning, in this league, you need two quarterbacks. You need two capable quarterbacks who can come in and win, and the Eagles are fortunate to have not one but two.
I don't look at this, Merrill, as a quarterback controversy.
No.
I mean, I see two quarterbacks who've been extremely productive in this offense.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what you ultimately want to have. Merrill, let's talk about some of the intangibles here. I think one element that we're really not talking a whole lot about is we see Michael take off in game 1 against the Washington Redskins.
Boy, not many quarterbacks can do that.
The special teams, though, Merrill, it's going to be a huge factor. The Cowboys against the Redskins this weekend, last weekend, had a great return for a kick, touchdown, another return to set up a touchdown. Dave Phipps' group is going to be challenged very much.
Well, and last year, the Eagles, Bobby April's group was pretty much challenged by that number 17, Dwayne Harris.
Mm-hmm.
He can burn you in a second. He can take over a game. So special teams are as important, if not more important than ever.
Merrill, what's your feeling 6 games in? Are the Eagles kind of where you thought they'd be at 3-3?
I don't know that I thought in terms of game by game by game. I believed going in that the Eagles had a chance, a decent chance, to win the division. I don't think it's a loaded division. And I said before that it wouldn't surprise me if the Eagles can get to the playoffs this year by winning the division and maybe winning 9 games. And I still feel the same way.
Yeah, 9 games after a 4-win season in 2012 would be quite an improvement.
It's a quick-fix league.
Yeah.
And plus, I think Chip and his staff are terrific.
Sense of the game on Sunday. Win, lose, draw, Eagles win. How do they win?
I'm not a predictor. I'm really not, but I have a good feeling about this game. But again, to win this game, they can't turn the football
right,
over.
Right.
I mean, you know, everybody gets a pick from time to time, but they can't turn the ball over often, and they've got to take it away from Dallas. That will be the key factor in this game.
Merrill, can I get one Dallas sucks from you, please?
No. No. Nor will I do anything on the star when we go there. So I'm sorry.
That's the old days, Merrill.
No, Dallas is a good football team, but I think the Eagles can be better.
Okay. Merrill Reese, thank you so much for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
And action.
That's a wrap.
What are you doing?
What? These Dunkin' wraps are delicious.
Can I get a wrap too?
Try Dunkin's new Angus steak and cheese wrap with barbecue sauce and cheddar cheese. Now that's a wrap. America runs on Dunkin'.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
One more! Let's go, yo! Woo! One more, let's get it, let's go.
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
Each one of us is our own boss. And no matter where you are in life, ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
I got you white chocolate pumpkin.
Oh, please don't call me pumpkin.
No, just white chocolate and pumpkin.
Oh.
Pumpkin.
Ha-ha.
Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for delicious pumpkin coffees and lattes today. America runs on Dunkin'.
Dave Spadaro with you on this busy Wednesday here at the NovaCare Complex. Reminder, coming up in just a few moments, running back LeSean McCoy, who always has something entertaining to say and is certainly looking forward to the Dallas Cowboys and that defense. And then D'Amico Ryans also will meet the media. The middle of the defense challenged big time by Jason Witten and a potent Dallas offense. Chip Kelly meeting the media this morning. We take a look back at some of the things that the head coach had to say as we get closer and closer to Dallas on Sunday.
He does a really good job of mixing things up. You know, they play a good amount of man free and mix in some cover two in there. So they play a lot of three deep, four under. So he gives you a lot of problems in terms of how he presents it there. But there's not just one thing where you can say, hey, it's this and this is what we got to prepare for, because he's pretty diverse in terms of what he's doing coverage-wise back there. Mike took, I think, some 7-on-7 snaps yesterday. We'll see how he is today. They lifted yesterday. They don't lift today. So, you know, once we get through the first couple periods here running around, we'll see how he feels. When you got Romo, but you also have Witten, you got Dez Bryant, you know, now with the emergence of Williams, with Miles Austin being down a little bit, you know, obviously they can do a lot of different things. You know, you just look at the Denver game, you know, it was a hell of a football game, and they can put some points on the board. They can do a lot of different things offensively, you know, and you got an experienced quarterback running the system. It's impressive. So,
what have you seen from Romo specifically? What's he doing well this season?
I think he's got a great feel for how to play quarterback. He's got a lot of innate ability in the pocket. He's extremely accurate when he throws, but he also has an uncanny ability just to keep plays alive. And I think how he moves within the pocket, you know, there's a couple guys that, you know, you don't look at him and say, hey, that guy's got great feet, but he does. You know, he's similar to Tom Brady in that fashion where they're always moving. They always just put themselves in the right position to make the throw at the right time. If you're a student of the game, student of quarterback play, it's really, you know, when you watch him play the position, it's impressive. You know, and I think he has the right feel. His eyes are always downfield, and he's always looking and hunting up receivers and trying to make the big play. And he's really done a nice job with it. And I think they're doing a lot more with him calling plays at the line of scrimmage. So he's putting them in the right situation at certain times. And it's a tough package to defend. We don't look watershed. Every week is a season for us. And our challenge right now is as big as it can get because it's the Dallas Cowboys and it's the only game we're going to play this week. So that's the way we look at it. We don't look back at it and compare this week to that week and how we are. It's you know, they got our full attention. We got a kind of a routine and a rhythm that we've gotten into. We're back into a normal schedule. You know, we're playing on Sundays. We're getting to our battle rhythm. Our Wednesday is our Wednesday. But our eyes are totally focused on the Cowboys. We're not comparing them to anybody else. We're not looking at watershed moments or leaving legacies or all that other stuff. We're playing Tony Romo and Witten and Dez Bryant and Sean Lee, and should be a hell of a game on Sunday. We don't go in trying to say, hey, we're going to force the ball to this guy. Everything we do is dictated on what is the defense presenting to us, and then really what's our plan to attack. Is it cover one? Is it cover two? Is it zone blitz? Is it this? And kind of how that expresses itself. And I think certain people have defended us in manners that they hadn't shown on film before we played them. And then other guys were really almost 100% to what they had shown. We probably anticipated that early because there wasn't a lot of tape. You know, when you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, Bob just got there. So what are they going to be? You only had one or two games to go on them. You know, with Tampa Bay, as we talked about, we could go back to last season because that staff had been together. So you kind of get a better feel. You got a little bit more of a sample size to choose from. So we're always going to go with what the defense gives us, but we're not looking to force one way or another. We think we'd like to say we're an equal opportunity scoring offense. We, you know, we don't care if we run it in. We don't care if we throw it in. You know, it's just about generating points and you know, how are they going to defend us? If they're going to try to double somebody and take them away, then we're certainly not going to say, hey, we need to force it into player X. We need to make sure that player Y, Z, and whomever else can step up and make plays when they get their opportunities. I knew how talented he was. The one thing I think I've been really impressed with LeSean is that he's a complete running back. You know, and I think you look at him in blitz pickup and some things that go a little bit unnoticed. He did a couple times the Giants brought a couple blitzes and he just stepped up and stoned the linebacker in the hole. His ability right now as a receiver coming out of the backfield, you know, if people are going to play man coverage, someone has to cover your running back. And I think he's a guy that we can create some mismatches with some linebackers in this league. But I think, you know, didn't know as much about, as you asked the question, I didn't know as much about his ability as a blocker and some of those aspects. Obviously, you saw the highlight runs and, you know, got a little sample size of seeing that. But I think his ability to be a complete back is what's really impressed me. And his durability. You know, I mean, he's been great so far, knock on wood, you know. But we're, you know, I'm really impressed with him in the six games we've had so far. I think everybody we play, you have the utmost respect for. And if you don't, you're going to lose, you know. And I think our players are like that too. You know, I think whether it's the Chiefs or the Chargers or the Broncos or whomever, you know, I think, you know, I think there's a professionalism that I really kind of like in this league is that, you know, I think maybe we respect all, we fear none. But, you know, I've never been a guy that's got into the whole hate aspect of, you know, we hate them. So let's stay later tonight and study harder and work harder. It's, you know, you got to prepare the same way. Because if you don't, you're going to get beat in this league. The two things I think that both Kerry and Fletch gave us is we wanted some size and some length, you know. And specifically when you get matched up with a Vincent Jackson or you get matched up this week with a Dez Bryant or Williams, you know, there's a lot taller, longer receivers you're going to play. And one of the things we were really trying to do is get taller and longer at the cornerback spot. So that's the first thing off the top of my head that stuck out besides getting into the whole film evaluation of where we were. But I think both Fletch and Kerry, because of their length, would match up. You know, you're going to play some bigger, taller receivers, you know, especially in our division. So,
all right, time now to go live. Linebacker D'Amico Ryans meets the media.
I mean, you would think with the new coaching staff, it seems like you guys talked about not doing too much also here. So, but is this a little bit more intricate than
we do? We do a little bit more.
Next to Denver, is this the toughest test you'll face as a defense?
It'll be a tough test for us. You know, they have bunch of playmakers, you know, on their offensive side of the ball, a bunch of playmakers. So it's definitely going to be a good challenge for us defensively. You know, see how well we match up against these guys.
It's a different play caller than last year there. How's their offense different than what you saw those two games last season?
Well, you know, they're throwing the ball around a lot more. I feel like they're putting it. Romo has, you know, better, you know, control of the offense, and you know they're giving him, you know, a chance to show what he can do, and he's definitely, you know, playing really good this year.
Does it look like he has more of an empty backfield a lot?
Yeah, there are games where they definitely show a lot of empty sets, and you know, and allow, again, they put the ball in Romo's hand and allow him to get it to one of their playmakers.
So for them, as a defense, you see an empty set, you got to think, you know, if you can get, you got a better chance to get to the quarterback than that.
You do, and you don't. You know, sometimes if he's getting the ball out quick, it's going to be tough to get to him. And yeah, he definitely has a very quick release. So yeah, if we're coming, we definitely have to get there as fast as we can.
You guys seem to generally focus on stopping the run, it seems like, on most weeks. So how does the game plan change this week? How do you guys change what you're going to do against this team?
We know they're a pass-first team, so we definitely have to focus more on the pass this week. But we can't just totally forget about the run, because they do have a solid offensive line who can, they do a good job of protecting and run blocking, so we still have to be able to stop the run.
So when Romo moves around a little bit, how important is it for you guys to kind of finish off the play and not just kind of, you know, let him walk in and create things on the fly?
It's very important that we finish plays and not get caught up in him, you know, moving around. We know he's going to move around to throw the ball, so we definitely have to stay in our coverage and stay locked on our man.
I know, why is Jason Witten such a hard cover?
Say that again?
Why is Witten such a hard cover?
Witten just, he's a crafty pro. You know, he knows how to get open, and you know, he's one of Romo's favorite targets. So he knows how to get open. He works off the defender's leverage, so he does a good job of doing that, and he's a smart player, been around for a while, and knows how to play the game.
I know it's still relatively early, but how much you look at this game and say, well, we can win this. We're in sole possession of first place here.
We're going out to win the game. That's simple as that. I mean, we're working, you know, started today working towards winning this game, preparing as best as we can to go out and play great on Sunday and win the game.
If you look at the six teams that played that this year, which defense is most comfortable to win the
defense? I think you look at you know, Kansas City does some similar things. I guess that would be the best comparable defense to ours.
Because the final step for this defense to get you guys consistently playing, you know, on the other side of the line of scrimmage, and if so, how close are you guys to really getting
there? We're getting there. We're getting better every week. I think we're taking little things and just working on getting better every week. So, you know, I'm proud of the progress that we're making. You know, especially the way guys are stepping up and finishing in the second half of games. You know, that's what it's all about. We're, you know, really going to need that this week. So I mean, we're taking strides of getting there, and our defense is getting better and better.
Do you have to get on the other side of the line more?
We just have to stop people. I mean, if it takes getting on the other side of the line, if whatever it is, we just have to make sure we stop people from putting points on the board.
Are they especially tough to stop because they do a lot of stuff underneath? I mean, you know, they can go deep with Des Bryant, so they can also use one.
They have, like I said, they have multiple routes, multiple playmakers, so they can go inside, outside. You know, they have multiple guys, so you know, we can't just lock in on one guy. You know, all the guys are capable of making plays.
So how do you stop
players? Everybody's just as the defenders, everybody just has to do their job. You know, like, we can't focus on doing someone else's job. It's simple as, you know, whatever the defense calls for you to do on that particular play, just do your job.
How much is Tony Romo improved as a quarterback in the last couple of years?
He's gotten better. He's a good player. You know, he's a top quarterback in this league, and you know, he shows it on film.
Demeco, why do you think it is that you guys have had so much trouble winning at home?
Say that again.
Why do you think it is you've had so much trouble winning at home in the last couple years?
I wish I knew. I don't know. You know, I don't know the problem with being at home and not getting it done. But you know, we just. I wish I had an answer to. I don't know.
Okay, thanks, Rico. Sean is up.
What's up?
Chip was talking earlier today about you being a complete back, especially being able to pick up the blitz. How much of that did you have to work on coming into the league to really get to be a complete player?
That was something new for me. Coming out of Pittsburgh, I wasn't really asked to block so much. Just being around great backs like Westbrook taught me that to be for this team, to fit here, just got to be able to not leave the field. And I mean, just blocking, running, catching, doing everything they ask. And I think here I just try to do everything they ask me to do, from blocking to running to catching. So just try to be a complete back.
How much of those two losses last year still burn you guys, losing to Dallas twice last year? Is that still in the back of your mind at all?
I haven't even thought about that. You just actually reminded me that. But we just, we come each week ready to work and get ready for that game. I mean, the past is the past. There's times where we beat teams in the past and they came back and beat us. So we can't really worry about that. I think right now we have a chance to really take over this division. We'll take each game at a time. That's what we're doing.
How
much different is the running back position in this offense than in Andy's? Is it a different feel for you? Is it a different?
Sure. Definitely. I think Coach Reed's offense is definitely a pass. I want to say pass happy. There's times we threw the ball, tons. Kind of a lot of quick games. But in this offense, it's definitely different. Just the schemes. I mean, there's on one play, it could be so many different options as we're throwing the ball, running the ball. If the running back's running it or the quarterback. I mean, so many different reads. And actually, I think the biggest difference is we actually have a mixture of some of the older plays we had, back then with Coach Reed and West Coast, and kind of now with some stuff with Coach Kelly. So it's definitely a difference.
Shady, it seems like even when you guys fall behind, Chip's not afraid to still keep going with the run.
Coach is tough. Chip is definitely tough. There's times where you'll see a 3rd and 9, we'll run the ball. So just his attitude is so aggressive. That's why I think we love him so much. He has that player mentality. He wants to go out there and dominate as if he's playing. So a lot of his calls are really aggressive.
Sean, on that last drive there last week, the camera showed you and Chip kind of having a serious conversation on the sideline. What was that about? It looked like maybe he was calming it down a little bit.
Like I said, he has that player mentality, kind of attitude where he's fired up. There's sometimes where he's talking to me like he's out there running, we talk and he challenges me to do different things, and I like that. I like a player that challenges, some of his top players, where most coaches might let their guys go. Where there's a play, he think I can make it. If there's a block, he think I should pick up. He'll let me know. So, or a tough situation, like 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10, he'll run the ball. So it gives me a different approach than other coaches, because he wants me to be great. There's times where he'll ask me how great you want to be, things like that. So I like it.
Was it on a specific play during
the last drive? We kind of get into it. We talk so much of different plays where I thought I could have did something different, or I thought maybe a better call, we should do this and that. So we talk all the time. It's never a negative thing. We never have a problem with each other. I love Coach Kelly, and I'm so happy he's here.
You grew up in the area. You know how much Eagles fans don't like the Cowboys. Do you guys feed off that at all? Do you feed off that at all, just the dislike for the Dallas Cowboys?
It's a division game, so that tells you enough right there, just how important it is. You're playing a team twice a year, and kind of knowing that team could be the difference from going to the playoffs. So it shows how important this game really is. It's a rivalry, I'm sure. I think myself that I kind of get into it with different teams, depending on the players, spices up a little bit more. But this is definitely a big game for us.
How much do you remember that 185-yard game you had? I mean, it's your best game ever. Is that?
Then again, I just said I don't really get the games, the past games, past is the past. Hopefully, I come up with a 186-yard game, so I make it even better. 200.
Is there something you're better at this year than you've been in past years in your life?
I just think that I'm playing with confidence. I think the biggest thing from this year, last year, is just all the linemen are all healthy, and that makes a big difference. And actually, Coach Kelly has given an opportunity to run the ball a little more. So there's games where I know I'm going to touch the ball.
What makes a running back effective in the screen game?
Just, first, you have to catch the ball, and two, just kind of set up your blocks.
setting them up. I think the defender's playing backwards, you know, backpedaling, and they see the screen. You know, they want to keep the screen like inside, you know. So just having the ability to set the blocks up and the ability to make guys miss, and get upfield.
How much did Westbrook help you in?
By the way, I should have scored though too.
On the first play.
Yeah.
How much did Westbrook help you with those screens when you were first coming in? He was so good at
them. Brian helped me out so much more. I mean, just screens, how to be professional, just how to take heat, being criticized, how to deal with it, you know, how to take care of my body. I mean, so much. I could sit up here and name things. To this day, talk about the screen, he texts me after the game and said, come on, bro, you're supposed to score on that play. So, I mean, we talk still to this day all the time. This is making me a better player. If I want to, you know, even be close to Brian, and it's stuff I got to still learn how to do.
How much does Giles' defense change with DeMarcus Ware not being in
the game? Oh, man, DeMarcus Ware's one of the best players to play this game. And he's one of the, by far, top five, top three best defensive players. So I think just not having him on the field, you know, means a lot for us as an offense. I mean, there's a guy where you fear, where a guy that you try to change up your protection, add a little bit more of blockers in there to kind of slow them down a little bit. So just not having them there, I think his presence is big for us.
Did you screen a lot of Pittsburgh?
I'm trying. That's 5 years ago. We ran a lot of ISOs and powers. I don't remember too many screens. Yeah. Dave wants that.
You were just like spending some time with Nick after practice, like you got short passes. Is that something you do offensive, or is it just like to get more familiar with Nick?
But that was actually conditioning. That was conditioning. We tend to do that. So we run a, such a fast tempo offense, so it's more conditioning. I mean, Nick's good. Nick doesn't need any extra reps with me to be more comfortable or nothing like that. I feel like he's a vet. You know, we're on a team where we have two starters, so we don't look at Nick as no different than we look at Mike.
You talk about giving that, LeSean. There was so much.
You said two more?
I said two more.
All right.
Okay. Well, given that, you talk about the quarterback situation. You went through the whole offseason with the competition being so up front, and now to get to this point now where some people see it as a controversy, is it easier for this team to handle because
I mean, I felt like they had the competition in the beginning of the year, and Coach felt like Mike was the guy. We picked Mike. So as a team, as offense, we don't really pay really into any attention to that. I think that's more of an outsider thing. A guy, that's with any position. A guy does well, you get hurt, the next thing you know, they're calling for that guy to start and play. So that's not my call at all. You know, that's Coach Chip. As far as the players know, you know, Mike's the starter. You know, he's hurt, and Nick's playing very well. That's all we know as players. I mean, I don't know anything else. If I did, I would tell you.
You talked a lot about there being the rivalry with other teams, and there's been a lot of trash talking over the years. Do you expect come Sunday at one at the length, there's going to be a lot of jawing back and forth on the field?
I'm sure guys will be chippy. I'm sure knowing that we're fighting for that number one spot in the division, it'll be a little chippy, and guys will be talking a little bit. But the thing we can look focused, huh? The thing we're looking forward to is just, you know, going out and dominating and make plays and win the game. That's what really matters. All the talk and then, you know, guys having attitudes and fake fighting on the field with pads on and the mouthpiece. You know, we just want to win the game.
You have more yards through six games than any back in Eagles history. What does that mean to you? You've studied these things a little bit.
That's a new stat. I don't know. There's a lot of credit to my guys around me. I think it's so hard to really pay attention to this myself when Nick's and Mike are playing so well. You know, Deshaun and Celek and Navant, and even Cooper's, you know, playing very well. So there's just so many different weapons you got to worry about. I'm sure as the Cowboys, they're looking at, you know, every position. Okay, how do we stop this guy? So I don't really get all the attention. I don't really get all the focus on me. I mean, we got guys making so many plays.
I was giving it to you.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were
giving it to me. Oh, okay.
All right, that is running back LeSean McCoy meeting the media, wrapping up a great Eagles Live today. Tomorrow, join us at noon. We've got Brent Celek in studio, a fantasy spin. Our vantage point looks at the Eagles and the Cowboys and the rivalry that is. And then former Eagles linebacker Ike Reese joins us in the studio to talk about his feelings and what he thinks your feelings are for this great rivalry, and as well as taking a look at Sunday's big one against the Dallas Cowboys. We thank you for joining us on Eagles Live today. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.